The state released a report last week with the ominous title, The Great Alaska Recession. It's written by Juno economist Greg Erickson and was commissioned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. In his analysis, Erickson says the state entered into a recession last summer. He says the recession is likely to be long and deep because it's driven by the drop in the value of the state's number one export, oil. Combined with the declining federal dollars and jobs, military reductions, and a weakened fishing industry, and it adds up to a perfect storm. Erickson told APRN's Lori Townsend if oil prices rebound, you can shelve his report. But if not...
I don't think there's much doubt, certainly not in my mind, that this will be the worst recession Alaska's ever experienced, far worse than what we experienced in the next most worst recession, which was 86-89, which was pretty significant, but which we emerged from pretty strong. The economy emerged pretty robust after it shook the extra capacity out. I showed this report to a number of economists and other experts in draft form, and Scott Goldsmith, who's been a mentor of mine for years, who's probably the most influential economist working today in Alaska, he made a couple of good points. He said, first of all, well, your major point is unassailable. Basically, we're pretty vulnerable. But he made another point. He said, I think what you've got here, Greg, is pretty much a worst case. And, you know, he could be right. He could be right. But I think this is a worst case situation that we're facing.
What did you find regarding the prospect of, you looked into Medicaid expansion. How would expansion impact Alaska's economy over the next 3 to 5 years? What were your findings there?
Well, there's just no doubt that it's sort of a no-brainer from an economic point of view. There's no question that it would help support, you know, one of the things that you want to do in a declining economy is to, particularly in Alaska, is to maximize the federal dollars coming in. Medicaid expansion does that, and in the first year, at least, first years, it's entirely federal dollars that produce that, and you would substantially increase the number of jobs in Alaska, which would offset some of the declines that we're going to see regardless of what we do. Our study indicates, and this is confirmed by studies by Northern Economics and others, that there would be about 1,000 to 1,800 new jobs created in Alaska in the first year after Medicaid expansion. That would, that's not a huge impact. It's 0.25% of the total employment in the state, but it's a plus, and everything else is going to be in minus.
How much does perception impact the economy? You've used some kind of dire words here, collapse and the biggest recession since statehood. If there's a lot of worry about the future, how much impact can that have on investment here or residents getting skittish about staying?
Well, it can have a lot of effect, and that's a matter that I've always often thought about. Really, one of the major things that determines whether an economy grows or stagnates is what's in people's hearts. And I saw that in the 1980s, after the pipeline shut down and construction shut down in the late 70s, there were a lot of dire warnings then. But people had confidence in Alaska, and they stuck it out. That happened also in the early 80s when oil revenue declined for the first time. People seem to want to stay here, and I don't know what's in people's hearts right now, but I suspect that the connections to Alaska are much more tightly economic now than they were before, and if the economy declines, I think it's likely we're going to see more people leaving Alaska. And if oil prices stay low, there's no question we need to be looking ahead to Alaska with fewer people, fewer jobs, and planning for that eventuality can speed the return to growth and lay the groundwork for a more robust recovery, which will eventually come.
Greg Erickson is an economist based in Juneau. He spoke with Lori Townsend. You can read a copy of his report, The Great Alaska Recession, on our website at alaskapublic.org.